Hey, folks, welcome to today's call here. It's the top of the hour. And, Dave, are we on the phone there?
Yeah, we're here, Chad.
Fantastic. Glad to have you here, folks. Appreciate everybody coming out here. My name is Chad West out in Salt Lake City. Appreciate everybody taking time out of their busy day to be on this call here. Folks, I'd like to introduce you to Dave Bagley. He is the Vice President of Product Development, absolutely tremendous guy. He's been spent his entire life in the nutritional industry. Glad to have him part of the team here. So, Dave, I'll turn it over to you, my friend.
Okay. Thank you, Chad, very much for being able to get this call started. And, folks, I hope that you're having an absolutely wonderful morning, whatever part of the world that you're calling in from. And we're very excited to be able to have this special call that we do once a month with Dr. Keller. The subsequent weekends of the month, we have other very highly respected healthcare professionals that give, you know, their opinions and insights as to the importance of what MaxGxL represents and the critical importance of glutathione inside the human body. And but without any further delay, let me just make sure, Dr. Keller, you're on the line with us.
I'm here, Dave. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Well, let's take a couple seconds and just allow me to be able to put in a proper introduction, because we've got so many new people that are logging in every single week. It's just an outstanding growth cycle that we're going through. So to give you proper respect, you know, folks, we're very privileged to be able to have Dr. Keller as part of our team in this quest that actually Dr. Keller was the originator of. And the fact that, you know, he saw so many people in his practice that needed to be able to have that increased quality of life. And I'm sure that each one of you can think of people that in your life deserve to have that increased quality of life factor. And perhaps it's you. Perhaps you're looking in the mirror, the person that deserves it and needs it the most. But regardless of that, that's where this quest started from. But, you know, he has a very, very qualified background that it's important for you to be able to know of. I'm going to highlight some of these things, but if you have not done so already, I definitely encourage you to be able to go to maxgxl.com and click on the link that talks about the formulator. Folks, it's important that you know what he is, who he is, not because it builds up any type of you know, vanity on his end, because that's not the point. Is that when you talk to your people about what this product is and who it's developed by, you can know that your integrity is not in question. And I think that that's one of the very, very important factors of this product and what we represent here. But just to give you a brief highlight, folks, the Consumers Research Council has named Dr. Keller one of America's top physicians from the year 2003, 2004, 2005, 2006. And again in 2007, and quite frankly, Dr. Keller, I don't know, I don't see that stopping. But that's all in the fields of internal medicine, immunology, hematology. In addition to that, Dr. Keller served on the faculty of the Mayo Graduate School of Medicine, the University of Wisconsin, the Medical College of Wisconsin, and Marquette University. Additionally, he's published more than 100 articles in various scientific and medical journals. He's been awarded several patents. Additionally, Dr. Keller was elected to the Board of Governors of the American Academy of HIV Medicine. And Dr. Keller, just in a capsule, we're just very grateful that you're here with us on this Saturday morning. I thank you for logging in.
It's my pleasure. It's always a great joy for me to talk to all the people that are getting the message out. So it's my pleasure, not yours.
Well, you know what? Let's talk a little bit about how this, because, you know, whenever we have this opportunity to talk back and forth on these Saturday calls, I mean, I definitely enjoy the times that I have to be able to talk with all the other healthcare professionals, but it seems like when I log on this call with you, I can't help but think that perhaps what's going through your mind, because when you initiated this quest, I don't know for sure, Dr. Keller, if you ever knew that this many people around the world would be so passionate about what you were doing. I mean, did you think that that was going to be a part of the process?
Not in a million years. And in fact, were it not for the founders, and specifically Steve, and now all you messengers, because you're really the people that are taking it to everybody, it would never have occurred. No, I created it for my patients because I found, when I went back into clinical medicine after a long time in research and academia, that in fact everything that I could write with my pen on a prescription pad was enough to stop the disease process, whatever it might be, but it was not enough to repair the damage that had already been done by the disease process. And as a result, they were better, but they still had a very poor quality of life. And one of the things that I tell my patients all of the time, and I believe it very, very firmly, is if you don't have enough energy to play, if you just have enough to get through the workday, and then you're spent, and you don't have quality time with your kids, or going out and playing golf, or going swimming, or going for a bike ride, because you're just too tired, there's something wrong. And that was what I tried to correct, and as luck would have it, and God helped, it worked.
Wow. You know, you hit on a very important note, Dr. Keller, and I hope that everybody really takes it to heart, because I know that in times in life, you get running at a pace so fast that, number one, not only are you wearing your body down, but the second thing is I just think that you're missing the whole, point of life in and of itself, because, I mean, I get to a point sometimes where I will go for weeks on end and go, my lands, I remember having certain moments with my kids, but I don't remember what was said or what was felt. And I think that all these things have a compounding effect on our health, and we're just not aware until we find ourselves in this hole. And you talk about that on the CD. You say, there's this pristine pipe, and before we know it, it's pitted and it's rusted, and we're going, well, what and how in the world did this happen, and what can I do about it now? So let's talk a little bit about that. And so, majority of Americans and people around the world are going to find themselves that are at an increased stress in both emotional, physical, dietary. What's happening inside people's bodies that they can't see happening but they should be aware of?
I mean, if you boil it down to its most simple formula, all the result of all of those, whether it be the stress of work, whether it be lack of sleep, whether it be dietary, whether it be environmental, whether it be your own life choices, you are creating a state of imbalance in your body. And the body needs to be balanced. By imbalance, I mean the following. All of the things that we just talked about and a myriad of others create what are called oxidants, free radicals, things that can burn you. You're obligatorily subject to those because we're oxygen-based organisms. And oxygen is wonderful. Without it, we couldn't live. But understand, oxygen can burn. And if there are not sufficient antioxidants to rebalance the equation when you're running at 100,000 miles an hour, you create a state of imbalance. The result of that imbalance is cellular inflammation, and that's the one thing everybody should remember. The result of the imbalance is cellular inflammation, and that leads to the rusting of the pipes, whether it be in the heart causing heart attacks, or in the pancreas causing diabetes, or in the brain causing Alzheimer's, and I could go through a list for another half hour of all the diseases that are associated with it. The simple thing is the following. Imbalance leads to cellular inflammation, and cellular inflammation leads to every disease known to man.
Well, I think that kind of begs the question, whereas we get a lot of questions coming to us in at home office saying, well, I'm really pleased with the research that Dr. Keller's done. I have a lot of confidence in him. I think that the company puts on a good message and a presentation, but who do I know that needs this product? I think you just kind of hit it on the head with the fact that we're all subject to this thing called inflammation, and if we want to have that quality of life, we need to be able to keep that at bay. Am I understanding that right?
Yeah, I think, if we lived on the moon with no environmental poisons and ate totally organic and slept 8 hours a day and didn't have a boss problems, that in point of fact, we might be able to be in a balanced state without help. We can't do that. I believe, and I've said this on the CD and I'll say it again, I believe that everybody on the face of God's green earth ought to have a box of Max in their medicine cabinet all of the time. It is as if not more important than anything else that you'll put in there, because it is the primordial antioxidant that will, in essence, allow you to reestablish a state of balance, keep the inflammation at bay, and by doing that, keep the disease at bay. We don't treat disease. We treat the process that may cause disease. That's not a disease state. That is a cellular process, and that is called inflammation.
Well, let's dissect a little bit about what you're talking about here, because you know, I'm assuming there's going to be some people on the line that's writing frantically, taking copious notes, and they've got some scribbles about a thing called a free radical and a thing called an antioxidant. And I think that, you know, when I first started learning about free radicals and antioxidants back in 1992, it was kind of this ambiguous cloud that wasn't quite understood, much like unto the way that the Internet was described in the beginning.
And in a way, it's very analogous, okay? And it works on a chain just like the Internet works on a chain, although I must admit, that's not my comfort zone, so I'll stick to the one in the body. But the fact of the matter is that because we are oxygen-based organisms, we work on the following principle. We take oxygen from the air, we put it into red blood cells, we deliver it to cells in the body. Every single cell needs oxygen. It then takes some parts of the food that we consumed after they've been really cleaned up by the liver, which is another place that glutathione works as literally the detergent for the washing machine, and the liver is the washing machine. And unfortunately, because of our increasingly polluted environment, as well as our increasingly preserved foodstuffs, the liver is working 24/7, 365 now, if not more than that. But anyway, when it gets to the cell, you get the oxygen, you get the components of food, and you put them into this chain. And it's kind of like the nodes on an internet, and there are a number of nodes. And in each of those nodes, what you create is an essence of fire. That fire will ultimately produce a substance called ATP. ATP is the electrochemical molecule that in essence creates the energy for every cell in your body, for every process of every cell in your body. Now, I said in each of these nodes you get burning. Well, you know what? If you don't put the fire out, in essence what you're going to do is damage the mechanism that allows you to produce ATP. And in fact, I didn't do this, the body did it. And I very much believe, and I always will believe, that I'll never be as smart as the body, so I choose to work with it. Glutathione is the thing that puts the fire out. Period. End of sentence. End of story. And so at each one of these nodes, if you've got enough glutathione, okay, you will maintain the integrity of this nodal chain called the OxPhos chain, and as a result of that, your cells will continue to put out a maximum amount of ATP. Now, but if you've looked at the MaxGxL site, you know that over time, glutathione levels go down. You know that over time, from your own experience as you age, your energy levels go down. I was with my 5-year-old grandson the other night, and he's a perpetual energy machine, bested only by my 2-year-old grandson, who can run rings around him. I can't keep up with either one of them. And yet I'm on max, but I'm better than I used to be, and that's for sure. And the reason for that is by putting out those fires, I maintain the integrity of the internet, of the physiologic internet, and as a result, my cells continue to put out maximum ATP, and I can function not as well as my grandkids can, but on a very high level that actually before I did glutathione supplementation, I actually work better now than I did 30 years ago.
Now, that's so encouraging, and I know that a lot of people are hoping that that be their same story. And you know, you hit on one of the things when we have people traveling in and doing tours of home office, and they want just kind of a quick and dirty sample of what, you know, MaxGxL does or what the responsibilities of glutathione are. And I want to make sure that we're extracting, because you hit just very briefly on a couple things that I want everybody to leave this call understanding is that, you know, glutathione does more than just support an antioxidant role. And I talk about, because sometimes, you know, when there's enough scientific jargon being mentioned, sometimes they don't know quite how to follow on the notes, and so I do a little acronym. And a lot of people have seen that movie, Pirates of the Caribbean, and you're closer in Florida to living that life than I am here in Utah. But anyway, I talk about Johnny Depp, and I throw off one of the P's, and we talk about the acronym DEP. Just give them something to be able to remember, and so, you know, use this as an acronym for its ability to be able to defend, energize, and purify. So if you don't mind, Dr. Keller, would you take us through those steps of how glutathione supports the processes? You touched on defending against, against free radicals, but there's also a relationship with your body's immune system. You just talked about energizing with the ATP function, and then we can also talk a little bit about purifying and its relationship with the liver and how dependent we're on that. So if you don't mind, take a few minutes and go through that, please.
Sure, and there's going to be another one on it, and I'm not sure what we use as the last letter for the acronym. But anyway, if we go to defend, okay, the fact of the matter is your body is imbued, endowed, as you choose, with an unbelievably complicated and wondrous system called your immune system. It can literally defend you against the outside world, and it does it 24/7, 365. It is a very metabolically active system. And I think that's important for all of us to remember, that the more metabolically active something is, for instance, your heart, your brain, your kidneys, your liver, your immune system, your bone marrow, just to name a few, are really metabolically active. And by the way, so is your hair, but that's another story. As a result of increased metabolic activity, it needs to create more ATP. That's what metabolic activity is all about. If you don't have the ATP, you're not going to be active. If you don't take naps at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and you're used to zoning out at 3, you will zone out. If you take the naps, you won't. Metabolically active. So by giving the amount of glutathione that your body needs, and it's not just your immune system, although, again, the most metabolically active tissues will suck up the most glutathione compared to a tissue perhaps like a muscle tissue, unless you're exercising. Because if you exercise 20% of the glutathione in your muscles, 40% of the glutathione in your muscles is gone within the first 10 minutes of exercise. So the amount of glutathione a tissue needs is dependent on its metabolic activity. The ability of your immune system to defend you against the outside world is therefore directly correlated with the amount of glutathione it can get its hands on. By taking max, you're giving the body the opportunity to maximize its production of glutathione, and as a result, allow those tissues that need to be metabolically active to function seamlessly when they need to, so that you don't suffer the consequences. And I think that's the take-home message. Any tissue that does not get what it needs, ultimately you, the person, are going to be hurt in one way or another. Either in terms of defense, because the next cold virus that happens to float through the air is going to light and be able to seat in your body, and then you're going to come down with an upper respiratory infection. And I can go on and on and on. So your primary defense is your immune system, and your immune system is clearly and very, very definitively associated with the level of glutathione. And I think not only I, but I'll speak to another investigator, Len Herzenberg, and his group out at Stanford, proved that conclusively. And one of the things he showed is that in HIV, where the immune system has to be even more active than it is with just the common cold, that the level of glutathione in the cells is directly proportional to how well the patient does. The lower the glutathione, in fact, glutathione levels are an independent predictor of death in HIV. That's how integrally important it is. So in defense, without this, you don't have gas in your tank, your car won't work, your cells won't go where they need to go, and you will not defend yourself against anything. So for defense, it's absolutely necessary. Now let's move to energy, because it's really part and parcel of the same equation. Again, energy is dependent on the ability of that nodal chain called the OxPhos chain, but it looks like the internet. It's a bunch of nodes on a computer, all of which create fires, all of which fires need to be put out, and glutathione is the hose. glutathione will just take out the fire, allow maximum ATP production, allow maximum energy to that organ. And as we just talked about in terms of exercise, if you start exercising and 40% of the glutathione in your cell is gone in the first 10 minutes of exercise, and you don't have a way of resynthesizing that, and oh, by the way, and this is really important in the MAX formula, of recycling it so that you can actually extract the water that you put the last fire out and use that water over and over and over again. The chemical way you do that is to recycle glutathione from an oxidized state to a reduced state, but recycling the water works just as well, and it's probably an easier thing to remember. So the fact of the matter is, by increasing the synthesis, which again, MAX, in contradistinction to most, if not all other products, does, because we've got substances in there that promote the maximum activity of the enzymes that create and recycle glutathione. So we've got a great way to synthesize it, we've got a great way to recycle it, and we've got a great way to maximize the enzyme systems that are required in order to keep it in pristine condition, kind of like what my two-year-old grandson was like the other night at dinner. But the fact of the matter is, for energy, glutathione is a sine qua non. You cannot be energetic without it. It's real simple. And in terms of purifying, Lord, okay, with what we are exposed to today, it's amazing that we're actually still extant without something like MAX. I already said that, you know, the liver is the washing machine of the body, and virtually everything that you take in, organic poisons, preservatives, all the stuff that we eat that we shouldn't, all the stuff that we breathe that we shouldn't, that we don't have any control over, all of which needs to go through the liver, and it's got a two-stage detoxification process. Detoxification equals purification. The second stage of that detoxification process is the rate limiting one. That's the one that says, if you ain't got this, you're in trouble. And I'll give you a perfect analogy. I don't want you to use this, but it's real. When you imbibe alcohol, the first stage of detoxification actually creates a free radical called acetaldehyde. If that acetaldehyde sits around, you wind up with a hangover. If, in fact, there is enough second stage detoxification, that acetaldehyde is broken up into harmless substances called CO2, carbon dioxide, which you breathe out, and water, which is 90% of your body. The absolute requisite and the only requisite that I can find for stage 2 detoxification is glutathione. Period. End of sentence. In addition to purifying things through the liver, we are also exposed, despite the EPA and the FDA and every other bit of alphabet soup in the government, to a fairly significant amount of heavy metal contamination. Purportedly not enough to create harm, but, you know, the way they define harm is like you got to die from it. And I'm not sure that's harm. Heavy metals interfere with the function of cells. Interfering with the function of cells creates cellular inflammation. Cellular inflammation creates disease. They haven't done the chain work. They've just said, well, if you take this much mercury in from a fish, you're not going to die in the next 2 years. No, but you might die in 10, and it might be related. In any case, mercury, lead, name the heavy metal, is taken out of the body, chaperoned out of the body by glutathione. And then, to add icing on top of the cake, we also added to MAX a substance called cordyceps. And cordyceps works not only to increase the enzymes that are responsible for glutathione synthesis, but, and just as importantly, it is an independent down regulator, negative switch for cellular inflammation. So we get it on the front end by putting out those fires in those nodes, and we get it on the back end by taking out the inflammation by a completely different mechanism. And that, I don't know whether it's in a nutshell or simple, but that's what MAX does.
That is absolutely incredible. Now, was there one more acronym you wanted to add to that, or should we stop there?
The extra acronym was the anti-inflammation from cordyceps, but let's just leave it at DEP.
Okay. Well, we'll put our marketing caps on and see if we can't integrate that in there somehow.
Well, but, you're the geniuses at that. I can prove that by the fact that until Max was born, there was a message, but nobody knew about it.
Yeah, well, you know what? We're just grateful. I mean, I think that it's one of those things, Dr. Keller, where, you know, you have the inspiration enough to be able to come along with this. And quite frankly, this is my own personal belief, but I don't think that you would have been given that inspiration if you didn't have the work ethic and the focus and the right reasons for following it through. And I appreciate you doing that. And we're very fortunate of the fact that the right timing came together to where the message was important enough to be able to get out that by weird circumstances you were able to come across and cross paths with Steve Scott, and ultimately that's where we're all here today, is to be able to assist in that quest of getting the message out. So we just really, really appreciate that. Dr. Keller, is there anything else? I mean, I think that we've gone through some important parts. I mean, I'm sure that we could talk for hours on end about the wonderful attributes of this product, but I mean, is there anything else that you'd like to be able to add to what's already been stated?
No, just that, you know, you don't have to take home all the chemistry. You don't have to take home all the molecular biology. You just need to know that this is an absolutely integral part of being healthy, of staying young. And in fact, in very, very interesting studies, glutathione levels go down about 10%, 8 to 10 to 12% per decade. And they go down faster if you're sick, okay, except when you get to be at age 100. Interestingly, in studies that have been done, everybody who reaches the age of 100 has glutathione levels that are essentially equal to that of a normal 40-year-old. Now, that is either the most amazing coincidence in the world and not relevant, or it is the most relevant factor in being able to have good quality of life even to the age of 100. I think all of us might like that, and despite Barbara Walters' special 3 or 4 weeks ago about how to live to 150, in which glutathione wasn't even mentioned, I think they were really off the mark. And if I had one thing to do, and I'm not telling you that's the only thing, but the most important thing, it would be to make sure my glutathione levels were increased, and you do that with Max. And you guys are getting the message out beautifully, so please keep up the good work.
Well, Dr. Keller, I want to thank you once again for taking time out of your day and being able to share this with us on this Saturday morning, and we look forward to the next first Saturday of the month, on the next month, that we have the opportunity to be able to do that. And until then, I'm sure we'll be talking soon, but make sure you have a great weekend, okay?
You guys too, okay? But have, right. You know, just keep living to the max.
Good call. Thank you very, very much, Dr. Keller.